This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Gaius Petrius Russo is a man of education and elegance doing his duty in a savage land. He's an officer, an army doctor of the Roman Empire, who feels cast adrift in a place teeming with squalid beggars, importuning pimps, currish dogs, unbathed slaves with matted hair, and locals with thick, funny accents. Worst of all, the food stinks, literally. The provincial outpost is Britannia, which is now Chester, England, and in a moment of unexpected generosity, Russo is moved to buy a pathetic slave girl, Tilla, who has a broken arm, and he finds himself investigating the deaths of prostitutes who had worked out of a local tavern. Ruth Downey's new book, her first novel, is called Medicus. It's an English murder mystery set in the ancient Roman Empire and inflected with British wit. Ruth Downey joins us from the studios of the BBC in Northampton, England. Miss Downey, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for inviting me, Scott.
And I love this book.
Thank you.
Tell us how you learned all the fine details about the Roman Empire. And let me warn you in advance, if you say, oh, it's all on the internet, I'm going to be very disappointed.
No, it isn't all on the internet. There are a lot of Roman remains in Britain. They're not huge. Most of them have been knocked down and dug up since. But there's a lot here that you can just walk around and look at. And when I was younger, I used to catch this bus into school, and the bus would go past the Roman walls of Colchester, so it's all around us, really.
Now, this is your first novel, right?
Yes.
Your first book, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what of ancient Britannia, Roman Britannia, called to you to set the story here?
It was when we went on a trip to Hadrian's Wall, and we saw a caption in the museum that said Roman soldiers were not allowed to marry, but they were allowed to have relationships with local women. And I thought that there's got to be a story there.
and so there was. Mm. What would a doctor in the ancient Roman Empire, what would that experience be a portal for him to see?
He would not be tremendously well respected. People were quite scathing about doctors, although some of them achieved fame and fortune. Quite a lot of them were not popular and not respected, and rightly so, because quite a lot of them were charlatans, I think.
What was the state of medicine? You have an afternote in the book where you talked about that it can still impress you how much they got right, and it can appall you how much was absolute nonsense.
They were very good at surgery. They didn't have a lot of the drugs that we have now, but they had a fairly good understanding of the human body. There was a long, long tradition of Greek and doctoring. So there was a lot of information that had been passed down by this time. And, of course, the soldiers working in the army had lots of chance to practice, I'm afraid, as did the surgeons with the gladiators.
Tell us about your protagonist. I don't mind calling him a hero. Gaius Petrius Russo, a man who was crusty but caring.
It's go through life sort of perpetually exasperated, but never entirely without hope. So he's always hoping that he'll be able to do some good somewhere despite all the chaos around him. He's on the rebound from a divorce. His father has now died, and there's a certain amount of debt in the family which he needs to clear. So Britannia, he thought, would be a good place to make a new start.
And a constant comic undercurrent in the book is this is a man from the center of the world who is out among provincial savages.
Mm.
There's something particularly hilarious about that when applied to Britannia, isn't there?
Well, he's not actually from Rome. He comes from the south of Gaul, which thought of itself as being very Roman by this time. So even he isn't from the absolute centre of the universe, but compared to the outlying patches of Britannia, he really is, yes.
Yeah, he has a sniff of Gallic disdain, in fact.
He does, yes.
Let me get you to read a section of the book. Gaius Petrus Russo comes from Gaul. He is an officer of the Roman Empire, and he buys a local slave woman who becomes his cook. He comes home one night, right after a long, tiring day at the medicinary, or whatever we call it.
The house was pleasantly cosy, but only the dogs came to greet him. Evidently his servant had gone to bed. He lifted the lamp that had been left burning by the door and sniffed. Leeks? Onions? It was hard to say. He carried the lamp into the kitchen. Then he cleared a space on the table, laid out the wooden bowl, the spoon, and some bread, which had been placed in the box with the lid weighted down, and settled to enjoy his first home-cooked meal in Britannia. The soup was lukewarm. It was watery. It was bland. He took a mouthful of bread and then tried again. This time, the spoon brought out something rounded and hard. Exploring it with his tongue, he found peculiar soft strings attached to it. He returned the object to the spoon and held it up to the lamp to examine it. In the yellow light, he saw the top of a carrot, with most of the leaves still attached. Gaius Petreius Russo sighed deeply and pushed the bowl away. Truly, he was alone in a barbarian land.
I've had that soup. You know, you can get it today.
Ah, but not in England. And certainly not in Chester.
How do you translate the sense of humor? Because your book brims with kind of sharp-eyed humor. And that must be a difficult thing to capture over centuries. I mean, do we know for sure that the sense of humor you convey in the book was something that would have been comprehensible in the time you're writing about?
It's hard to say with sense of humor because different things appeal to different people. Now, I wrote something that I thought was hysterically funny the other day and nobody else noticed at all. But they do... been places like Pompeii, they've still retained the graffiti from the walls, and the sort of jokes that were scribbled on the walls in those days are exactly the same as the sort of jokes that are scribbled on the wall these days. So I think there was a certain level that we do share with them.
Miss Downey, you, according to the flap on the book, you have a family, you have two children, mm-hmm. and you're married.
Yeah.
And you are a startlingly youthful woman, but probably not 22.
No. No, I have grown-up children, so certainly not 22.
How did you come to write your first novel?
Well, I have been writing sort of things for a long time, but this is the first one that's actually come out as a novel that was in a fit state to publish. Short stories, mostly, and the odd bit of scripting. I used to work for a small production company, so I've scripted one or two training videos and educational things and that sort of thing, and travel articles. And I've wanted to write a novel about Roman Britain for years and years, and though it's been on the back burner. And then I had to write it in the end because I won a competition with the BBC, who then said that they would come back and see how the writing was going. There were several winners, and they said they would go back and interview all of them and find out how they got on. So I said, oh, I'm writing a novel. And then, of course, I had to go off and finish it. So it was kind of compulsory, really. Mm. But I'm jolly glad it did.
Ruth Downey joining us from the BBC studios in Northampton. Her new novel, her first, certainly not her last, Medicus, a novel of the Roman Empire. Miss Downey, been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
It's been great talking to you. Thank you, Scott.